T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
FM News Talk 97.1 On Demand Audio.
The better strange, question is
the strange noise from Tim Jones.
Go ahead and hit the open.
Fire that sucker off.
And the evil one crept up and slipped away with her.
That's my false setup.
Bad and bougie.
Tim Jones, I think they're having a little fun with you here this morning.
Mark, that's how much fun it is to host the Mark Cox Show. We're just giggling with glee at 6 a.m. in the morning.
Fantastic, yeah. My friend. How are you?
I'm well. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. I'm just sitting here shaking my head after this CNN town hall last night.
Oh, yeah, Mark. I'm up in one of the free states, as we call them. I'm up in Michigan today.
Okay,
with a good. group of legislators from all over the Great Lakes region, Indiana and Wisconsin and Michigan, and we're doing a little tax and fiscal academy that I do sometimes for that national legislative group, and hearing a lot of good stories up here in Michigan, Mark. The Michiganers, they think Donald Trump's going to win Michigan again. They're very confident, and that's a key thing because, you know, a few years ago we weren't so sure, but they're saying that, you know, all of those forgotten men and women of the country that Donald Trump spoke to, the blue collar working class people, the hardworking folks of Michigan and Wisconsin and Ohio up in this region, they believe that they are better off, you know, than 3 years ago. They like everything they're hearing. And I was listening, Mark, to your soapbox in the last segment, and you hit all the nails on the head, Mark. This new Democratic Party, which we have to call them that, right? They are no longer the party of these folks up here in Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin. They've pretty much cast those people aside, which is why they're trying to import a whole new generation of undocumented Democrats into the country. It's all about power right now, you know, with this new Democratic Socialist Party. It's no longer about people. It's about politics and power. And, Mark, as you were pointing out, you can never have the ultimate power, the ultimate authority, unless you disarm the populace, right? That's the only way you're going to ultimately control everyone as the government. And our First Amendment rights, our Fourth Amendment rights, the Sixth Amendment, you know, some of the most important ones, they're all important, but those are some of the most key. They're secured by the Second Amendment, as you said, Mark. I mean, people came to this country originally hundreds of years ago because in the old world, they could not own their own property, which they could here. They could not determine their own religion, which they could here. And they could not determine their own economic destiny for themselves and their families. And they were able to do all that here. But all of that had to be secured by something. The rights are inalienable, but they still have to be secured on Earth. And that was through the proper use of firearms for personal protection and for perpetuation of the new republic. And, Mark, I guess they don't teach that anymore in school.
And that's one
of the reasons why I'm worried, and I know you are, about our next generations.
Well, when I hear mainstream news anchors talking flippantly about, in my opinion, about restricting your rights. You know, this assault weapons ban is just madness. It's a semi-automatic weapon. So such a large percentage of the weapons in circulation today are semi-automatic weapons. The average person who's not been raised around guns doesn't understand that. They buy into this nonsense. And then they think, well, that sounds good. Let's do that. You know, Tim, I saw an article, and I want you to comment on this. I saw an article it was the lead in the Drudge Report a couple days ago, and it was from Bloomberg, which I'm automatically suspicious of because it's owned by Michael Bloomberg. But the headline basically said, Republicans fear losing suburban districts over the gun issue. And what immediately came to my mind is the 2nd Congressional District, because that race was closer than Ann Wagner would have liked last time. and the Democrats are targeting suburban moms and trying to scare them with this gun talk. How big of a threat is that?
You know, Mark, I think they'll jump the shark on that, honestly, because let's look at one of the key issues that Democrats succeeded on in the last election cycle, where Republicans did fail. You know, Mark, I'm an equal opportunity criticizer because I have the ability and freedom to do that these days. And Republicans had no message for the country on health care. That was one of the biggest issues the Democrats ran on. And they pounded Republicans on the fact that they were going to do what? Take away something. They were going to take, Republicans were going to take away your health insurance, and they especially, specifically, were going to take away your coverage as to pre-existing conditions. So let's fast forward to next year. The Republicans are being given a gift here. The Democrats now have already said they're going to take away your health insurance. If you've got private health insurance through your employer, which, Mark, I believe the statistics are well over half the nation have that kind of excellent coverage, you know, and those who don't have access to it or don't, that is where the issue lies. It's not in our health care system. It's our health care insurance system and who has access to that.
Right.
And Republicans need to come up with a plan for that. But what are Democrats doing? They're going to take that away. They're going to double down, Mark, and now take away your Second Amendment rights. So when a party starts talking, when a party or the other party can accuse the other group, either rightly or wrongly, of taking something away, and that other group doesn't have an answer for that, that's when they're in trouble. And that's where I think Democrats are in trouble. I think they've way overplayed their hand. We are not a socialist country. I believe Donald Trump and the Republican leadership when they say that. Currently, today, we are not a socialist country. We do not believe in taking people's rights away. That's what the Democrats are running on, Mark. They want to take away private health insurance, which is your choice. You know, I thought they were the party of choice. They always like to say they are. I guess that's only in one issue. And they're going to take away your Second Amendment rights. So I think that issue, Mark, I live in the suburbs. You live in the suburbs. I know so many people, Republicans, Democrats, and independents, in my neighborhood, in my community, in my suburbs, that are very proud Second Amendment rights owners and exercisers. And I think that is an issue where that will be a wrong issue to play upon in the second congressional.
Yeah, that's a great it's a great point, and I hope very much so that you're right. Hey, let me direct your attention back home here for a minute.
Sure.
Tomorrow, former county executive Steve Stenger is going to be sentenced to prison, probably anywhere between 36 and 48 months, according to sentencing guidelines. Boy, did you read that sentencing document, Tim, with some of the was there anybody in surrounding Steve Stenger who wasn't wearing a wire?
Yeah, Mark, I know a lot of politicos, politicians, and a lot of folks in public service and in politics, which is one of the reasons why I'm so blessed to be on 97.1 so much with that knowledge I've gained. I'm very appreciative of it. I'm happy to say, Mark, I did not really know Steve Stenger at all. You know, I mean, it seemed like if you were within arm's length of that guy, you got in trouble. But, Mark, I heard the stories. I'm glad to say, Mark, I don't have a lot of detail about Steve Stenger. But I will tell you this, Mark. I heard through the, you know, through the grapevine and the gossip columns and the whisperings and the mutterings from some of my Democratic friends. Yes, I have Democratic friends. From day one, Mark, long before the current scandals that we hear about now, like going back, 6 years to when he was first elected, that there was going to be problems with the Steve Stenger administration regarding corruption. Mark, there was the joke that, there was a common joke amongst the political class. You couldn't walk through the front door of the county executive's office without a $25,000 check. I mean, there were stories, Mark, from day one about, and I don't know if that was true or not, but it seemed like there's, you know, now we're learning about a lot of quid pro quo and a lot of graft and corruption. And so I guess, Mark, we were surprised that he lasted as long as he did with all of the kind of the common conventional wisdom knowledge out there amongst politicos and amongst public servants in St. Louis County. The fact that he got reelected, you know, I think those were the surprises that he lasted as long as he did. You've been talking a lot about Blagojevich today, and you know, Steve Stenger was kind of a poor man's Blagojevich, I guess. You know, I mean. Blagojevich lasted a lot longer, but it's really sad, Mark. And here's the other problem. You know, putting all the levity aside, it paints all of us with a bad broad brush because the media loves to generally say that Republicans are the horrible people. And so when it happens to a Democrat, if you notice, Mark, they don't mention the fact a whole lot that Steve Stenger is a Democrat, was a Democrat, maybe always will be a Democrat. That word is never uttered, right? And so instead, the entire political class, anybody who's in public service, gets tarnished because of this. And that's a sad day because, as we always say, and it's true, 99.9% of people who raise their hands and volunteer for public service are getting into it for the right reasons. But absolute power, which is what the county executive had, the county executive is a very strong position just in general in St. Louis County. It comes with absolute power. And Steve Stenger violated the people's trust.
Absolute power absolutely corrupts. Is that what they say?
Yes, they
do. That's it. Hey, Tim, by the way, since you're in Michigan, let me remind you of this.
I got your blue state right here, baby.
Ted, Uncle Ted is a proud Michigander. He was very happy when Michigan voted for Donald Trump.
Yeah, good old sweaty Teddy Nugent, man. He was... I wish he'd run for office someday. Wouldn't that be a fun campaign?
Oh, yeah. Know? Could you imagine? That would be something.
So, you know, Mark, these states up here, these purplish states, they've struggled in recent years. They were part of the blue wall. Donald Trump smashed it. And I remain optimistic and hopeful that Michiganders and Wisconsinites and Ohioans don't want to go back to a party that has turned their backs on them, failed them in so many ways. Mark, if this was the Barack Obama presidency right now, every single day above the fold, banner headlines, CNN, MSNBC would be praising the incredible, glorious, historic economy that is awesome for all Americans, thanks to Barack Obama. But because it's Donald Trump, we have to talk about everything but.
Everything but, yeah, that's a great point. And like Bill Maher, pray that the economy tanks. That's what he's praying for. Tim,
yeah,
I got
really shameful. Yep.
Got to run, buddy. Enjoy your trip.
Get more at 971talk.com.